This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right, taking a look at our next story. An international survey has found that 74% of Malaysians consider only native-born citizens as real Malaysians, holding a rather different view of immigrants who have obtained citizenship.
Yep, that's right. So it's a French independent market research company, Ipsos, that conducted this interesting survey. They also found that fluency in Bahasa Malaysia is key to being regarded as a real Malaysian. So there were various, I suppose, categories. I'm just going to explain that to you. So while the self-perception of people in Malaysia was high, real Malaysians, right, being real Malaysians, Malaysians tend to be less positive towards others around them, apparently holding a much less positive view of naturalised citizens, native-born children of immigrants, lifelong immigrants who don't become citizens, as well as illegal immigrants who have lived here most of their lives.
Yeah, this is an interesting discussion, simply because when you think even just on that that idea, right, of who is fluent in Bahasa Malaysia would be regarded as a real national. In fact, many immigrants who come here from very, very difficult circumstances, from different backgrounds around the region and around the world, they adapt to learning the Malay language almost faster than anybody else.
Oh, that's true. But I think the national language component is interesting, especially in the era of Tommy Thomas, right, and accusations of how he embarrasses the country by not speaking the language, how he's lacking. The question of language has also had, I think, a complex role in the discourse on unity, right, in schools and the likes. I've met Malaysians during my travels who have insisted that I speak with them in Bahasa Malaysia. You're Malaysian. You should be speaking Bahasa Malaysia.
Is that right?
That's what I was told. Yeah. I think just overall, you know, who or what is a real Malaysian? Just the question of Malaysian identity, I think, is ever interesting.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think, you know, when I was growing up, this notion of this multiracial Malaysia has been sort of embedded in your psyche for the longest time, right?
Are we talking about, you know, what they teach you in school?
No, but just the idea of what Malaysia is, right? We're like Malay, Chinese, Indian,
Kazakh, Duzon, Iban.
That's right. All of these different cultures and different things. And, you know, as you know, in the past 10 or 20 years or so, when we think about the dynamics of who works here, who lives here, who considers this home, it's really reflective of a lot of the global trends happening in all of these other countries, right?
Yeah, but certainly it's not unique to us.
No, and so I say this because, you know, I always think back about, you know, even during, like, say, an occasion like Hari Raya, right? I would go into the mosque when I was a younger kid. You'd pretty much, you know, see some Malay folks, some Indian folks, some Chinese folks, but, you know, in recent years, if you go to any particular mosque, it is a melting pot of people from different countries and different people. And I go, oh, this is, in fact, the new reality, right? And you meet people on your day-to-day basis where they consider Malaysia very much their home. I remember being in Myanmar for a documentary shoot, and I met somebody who was so excited that I was Malaysian. I said, how long have you lived in Malaysia? And he was like, oh, I've lived there for 6 years. I go, so he's been working in Malaysia. And so they really identify it as sort of their second home, if not their home at all.
Yeah, I think just for a relatively young country, you know, always in transient mode, mind you, you know, there's been little consensus, really, even on, say, the early wave of migrants to the country. I mean, the Pendatang comment wasn't that long ago,
think
about it.
That's right, yeah.
But it's also interesting to think how people view Malaysians. So I remember, I'm not sure, back in the day, there was a Malaysia Hall in London.
Yeah.
And I visited, I think, I can't remember what for, but they were trying to determine whether or not I was Malaysian, and the questions they asked were interesting, right? So, you know, where do
like
you
what?
Live? Where are you from? Oh, is it near the Mamak store? They would ask me, and did you eat then? Is that Mamak store still there? So I think, you know, and that was the identity test, if you will, that determined whether or not, in their minds at least, that I was Malaysian.
No, I've received those types of tests in my conversations about Malaysia abroad, and I wonder if, you know, sometimes going abroad as Malaysian almost it puts you under a little bit of a microscope of yourself about actually how Malaysian am I, you know, and how much of are you a national citizen, how much are you really nowadays are you a global citizen as well?
Yeah, and I think it's also a bit of confusion with the perhaps the issue of citizenship and how we view that, isn't
yeah.
it? A lot of it, I guess, a survey like this would also question what we feel and how we feel about who's here in the country. I mean, other surveys have been done talking about how Malaysians are xenophobic and
yeah.
How we are not very welcoming.
And it's also quite interesting, a lot of, be it migrant workers or expats who've lived in this country for 10, 20 odd years or so, and they've actually tried to apply for the necessary paperwork to be recognized either as a resident or a citizen. And just from maybe that structural point of view, that already indicates a little bit of a tell about how we view others and how we view ourselves as well.
I suppose. I mean, level of bureaucracy aside, isn't it? But I mean, it is an interesting question, I think. And I'd like to open the lines, if we could, to ask you just a couple of questions, I guess. What constitutes a real Malaysian in your mind, right?
03-771-09000 for TalkBack. To get a more personal take right now, let's speak to someone who's had to deal with the question of whether he is truly Malaysian or not, and that's Cam Razlan. Cam, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. So tell us what you think. Were you surprised by the findings of the survey?
It's difficult to tell quite what they mean, because it can't really have a point of comparison with other places. I mean, I'd love to know, for instance, what the Singapore findings would be, or indeed the France ones. But when I first came back to Malaysia, I grew up in England. I was there for 20 years when I came back in 1990. And somebody explained to me that Malaysia is a multi-racist society. And over time, it made great sense because, we live with aspects of race all the time. And I think we're quite flexible and we have different levels of racism. So this survey kind of tries to reduce it to sort of a single thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if it necessarily works so well for Malaysia.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, institutionalized racism, for example, people talk about it all the time. Cam, as someone who I suppose is half Malay, half Welsh, I think that's your way. Do you think that you're seen as a true national, or do you find yourself having to behave or act in a certain way to be accepted as truly local?
So my father's Malay, my mother is Welsh. And I was born here in Malaysia, but we left when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and then I to England, came back when I was about 24, 25. I've never felt not Malaysian. My paperwork checks out. I am Malaysian. It only became an issue when I started writing. And so when I was writing for newspapers and magazines, the only thing there is my name, Cam Razlan. So there's no way that a person could talk to me, hear what I sound like. So I would then kind of feel a little bit awkward about how do I put things across so that, in a way, I don't appear too Malaysian, because my name sounds very Malay.
Hmm.
But, I don't want to pretend that I'm something I'm not.
Yeah.
But perhaps when I first came back, I was a little more concerned, but now I really couldn't care less.
All right. So the survey also talks about how language is used as a marker to determine a Malaysianness, I guess. Would you say that someone who was born and raised in Malaysia would somehow be less Malaysian because he or she can't speak the Malay language?
Well, the number that's given that I've read here is that 33% consider it to be essential. And for me, 33% does not strike me as a very high number. I don't know what it is in, say, France, that everybody expects people to speak French, or in America. I would imagine that the number is way higher than 33%. That's my guess, anyway. So that, it to me, comes across as a low number. And, I mean, the people who, for instance, are monolingual in Malay would be more than 33%. But, it strikes me as quite a low number and quite a forgiving number. If Malaysians have in their head what is an immigrant, a recent immigrant, we try to think probably of Indonesians. I mean, I live very close to a very Indonesian area where the parents would be Indonesian. Maybe they're Malaysian passport holders now, but the kids are Malaysian. And obviously they speak Bahasa Indonesia, which is pretty similar. So I think that might be what people have in mind when they're being asked a question about about immigrants.
Right. Ken, there's also the distinction made between immigrants and expats, I think. The survey found that we're more likely to accept children of expatriates as real nationals rather than native-born children of naturalized citizens. Help us make sense of that. Is that a warped, perhaps, post-colonial kind of racism thing that we're dealing with?
You know, in the UK, I could understand what that means in actual terms. But here, a naturalized citizen would be, because, you know, not many people get to be naturalized citizens in Malaysia. Malaysians have been really sticky about this over the years. See, I have a lot of families who really struggle with this. Naturalized citizen might be what, an Indonesian or somebody who might be like came from India and is now in their 90s. I don't know. An expat would be, are we talking about like a British person who works on an oil rig or something? Is that an expat? And if so, are we talking about two British people who have a child that is Malaysian? Seems a bit unlikely. So maybe when asked that question, people are thinking like one European person married to a local having a child. But, I mean, that is the local's child, male or female. It's a mother or a father. And so that person is a Malaysian.
Yeah, it does seem interesting to think of the comparisons about how perhaps acceptable it is for a person to become, say, Australian or become an American. But why is it much harder to become Malaysian? Is it purely to do with how strict our laws of citizenship are, or are there perhaps other factors at play?
Well, I don't think we necessarily have a really dominant kind of cultural hegemonic tradition that people have to adhere to. You know, if you arrive in America, say, you have to buy into that kind of Anglo-Saxon white traditions of, you know, in your forebears were nowhere near America when the pilgrims had to trade turkeys with the Indians. But you have to buy into that. Whereas in this country, thankfully, we don't really have any of this. We can all buy into things if we wish to or don't want to. The only thing is language, and that's the one kind of area where there's a bit of a battleground. But like, if you don't eat durian, don't play badminton, you know, some people would say, my God, what kind of Malaysian are you? But people don't really aren't going to kick you out of the country because of these things. So perhaps it's a different way of judging ourselves as a real Malaysian as opposed to a real American or a real French person. I mean, in France, for instance, you have to be culturally French. And that means the whole cultural package. But I don't know if we really have a single cultural package apart from diversity. We have to be accepting. A friend of mine recently said, you know, there's a lot of talk about racism pre-election. A lot of talk about racism and stuff, but really, if you are Malaysian, you cannot be racist because you just couldn't function in this country. If you are genuinely racist and genuinely hate people for whatever, you can't function. You simply have to be able to have some flexibility.
Well, Cam, thank you very much for chiming in. That was Cam Razlan, host of A Bit of Culture right here on BFM, giving us his thoughts on what being Malaysia means. Call us at 03-771-09000. Tell us what you think constitutes being a real Malaysian. You know, immediately when I saw this question, I was like, I think you need to be able to cite at least one Zainal Abidin song. I think.
Does speaking Bahasa Malaysia perhaps make you more Malaysian? What would make an immigrant or an expat Malaysian to you? Give us a call. 03-771-09000.
You know, we were talking earlier about language being a role. And, you know, I was thinking about what Cam was talking about, how, you know, is language the only thing? It's got to be culture as well. And as a Malaysian who happens to be Malay, my proficiency in the Malay language is horrible. You know what I mean?
But I do. I didn't mean to answer without hesitation.
Thank you very much. But it's also part of this very interesting, messy thing about what it means to be, you know, connected to this land and to this space,
yeah,
right?
But it's about living it, isn't it? Living,
yeah, absolutely.
Living the life of a Malaysian. But if that's the case, this experience that we have is the same experience for many people that we don't consider Malaysian.
Yeah.
So where is that?
03-771-09000 if you want to chime in on this conversation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.